lifestyle is dirty enough to kill you. I'm a scumbag, clean the fucking mildew. Sometimes it gets difficult to document the rhymes. I'm convinced that I need a fucking film crew. I need a crowd that can handle me well, loving that this doesn't consist of vanity wealth. If I want to skip reality, hell, I could have stayed home and played a fucking game of Final Fantasy 12. I'm not living in a fantasy realm. The holding cells are the dungeons, and police are the dragons he felt breathing down his neck, caught amidst all the magicians that are really politicians, casting gravity spells, trying to keep him down, spellbound by the legislation. I fight against the Empire and the Federation. Got the judges, their gavels resemble swords, so I fight within the court. It's an endless war. Can only take so much abuse in a week. Turning to my friends, but either they're confused or asleep, maybe blinded to violence or even silence. When life's become a checkerboard where you need a license for progressions, antidotes and vaccines for infections. A sky pirate never lays his sword to rest, so I guess I have to grin and bear it. I've been there and done that. Come back with a different heiress. It's not a myth, it's larger than life, it's monolithic. A professional vagabond, damn his job's terrific. I summon gods to get this point across. What chance can Leviathan stand if Bahamut can't avoid his thoughts? The coin is tossed, gambles are taken. A headhunter that is way above your amateur ranking. I'm a scavenger, making a living off of making a killing. Came across everything from the quaintest of villages to the skeleton-infested labyrinths that lie beneath damn near every establishment that I travel in. Reality that depends on perspective. I guess that I prefer mine from the third. A better view when I'm separating from the herd. When there is no breath left to say another word. When you combine the genetic code of Genova with the host, and you're gonna see your son emerge. And just when you thought a rough week was stable, here comes that one-winged angel. Yo, it's more nerdy than religious, and every punchline's got a 10-second rule. Call it dirty and delicious if you pick it up. Your attempts at flirting are suspicious. I swear that I'm hearing you, brosive.
Really?
But I swear that I got no ulterior motives. But then his girl bought my album, his theory exploded. Now that's gonna be a long drive home for you. You can never say I don't warn you. Triple negative is still a negative, and they'll describe your style like, dude, you've got a film impediment. Chill, you better think about getting another hobby, precious. Maybe take some karate lessons. I'm sick enough to have sex upon the top of atomic clocks. Everybody can get sloppy seconds. The throbbing essence of the bass is dope. Steadily increasing pressure till your face explodes. Make it known the bar isn't raised, it's blown off. You should have picked a different day to pole vault. Go walk in the opposite direction, nigga. Maybe next time you wanna pick your weapons bigger, cause you don't wanna riff-raff with soldiers. Close the book on it, this chapter's over. Philip Morris, Red Phone Records.